The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Well, our next guest is one of our distinguished members of our Salem editorial board. He also is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, a very important leader at the Southern Baptist Convention and, of course, in the times that we have been experiencing the last several weeks and what the convention has been involved with in terms of the whole concept of civil rights and equality. And he joins us today. He's also, we're going to have him back hopefully in just a week or two or three. He's written a brand new book that is must reading called The Gathering Storm. And he's joining us today. Dr. Moeller, thank you for being back with us.
Bill, as always, great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, we were going to talk about a little bit about liberalism's next step, but kind of got preempted by an important Supreme Court decision. Many of the members of our audience will remember that there was a case pending with a funeral parlor. There was a long-standing employee that midway through the term of the employment decided that he was going to self-identify not as a biological man but as a female. That case went to the Supreme Court, and we had a 6-3 decision with a very interesting dissent by Judge Alito. But now homosexual rights have become part of the Civil Rights Code. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Bill, it's a pretty disastrous decision in my view, not just because of the result, which furthers the moral revolution, but because of the usurpation, once again, of the political system by the court. And in this case, with the supposedly conservative Chief Justice and Justice Neil Gorsuch very much a part of it. Indeed, Justice Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Trump, wrote the majority opinion. And Justice Alito has it exactly right. Whatever it is not a judicial opinion. It's legislation. And, you know, Bill, I have to tell you, I was just looking at some of the writings of Justice Neil Gorsuch, and I just wish that he remembered what he had written years ago, because he was right then and he's wrong now.
Mm. Now, how impactful would this be? Because, okay, how widespread is this? Does it apply to the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and its hiring? Does it apply to 501c3 ministries? And, of course, the big one, how about churches themselves? Have you had a chance to sort of dive into any of those implications?
Yeah, two things I want to say about that, Bill. First of all, when you look at the actual decision, it's clear that the majority understood that there would be further issues related to how far-reaching its decision will be. But it will immediately lead to Title IX claims, which means that any religious institution taking Title IX funds, like a Christian college, will be facing these claims. And so the court's majority is trying to argue that this was a rather narrow decision, but of course it's not, as even they acknowledge, it's going to open the floodgates of litigation. Look, Justice Alito even raised the question as to whether, you know, the same single-sex bathrooms or even women's sports will now come under direct complaint. It's an extremely reckless decision, one that could have been entirely avoided, and one, frankly, that's just intellectually dishonest. No honest person, and that includes the majority of the court, can say that the word sex in 1964 or in 1972 meant sexual orientation. They concede that, but then they go on to say, hey, but the word sex, so right now that means it does apply. It's a form of insanity that, you know, at least conservatives in the U.S. thought we had seen enough of, but here it is back.
Dr. Mueller, the decision itself certainly is breathtaking. But, you know, a lot of our audience thinks back to the days of the liberals, in control of the U.S. Supreme Court and all those judicial activism decisions. Well, this one, it rivals anything any of the liberals did back then, doesn't it?
It does. It's, Bill, just in terms of how Justice Gorsuch got to this place, it's actually a violation of his own principles. But nonetheless, he got there. I mean, in one of his law school addresses, he makes very clear that what he did is exactly what the court must not do. It must not use the language in legislation to accomplish its own purposes. He said this back in 2016. He said, judges should instead strive to apply the law as it is, focusing backward, not forward, and looking to text, structure, and history to decide what a reasonable reader at the time of the events in question would have understood the law to be. Well, Justice Gorsuch, meet Justice Gorsuch, because what he did in this decision was to say that we're now going to interpret the word sex in a way that no one at the time would have meant it.
Mm. So how do we begin to think about who we have, who are our new members of the last few years, who are these people on the Supreme Court? It seems like you can have a lot of hearings, and in my recollection, if you happen to have a jurist who lays it out there that he's sort of left of center with his opinions, they seem to be consistent, but we continue to seem to have issues with those on the more conservative side of the center, and they have a hard time sort of being, well, consistent. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, one of the things conservatives are supposed to remember, constitutional conservatives, is that we don't believe in outcome-based law. That is to say, we're not just trying to balance liberal judges who come up with their argument based upon the outcome in a case with conservative judges. We think that's the wrong way for judges to rule. And instead, we say they should adhere to the Constitution itself. But the problem for conservatives is always that conservatism in America is not an ideology. It's a set of principles and a disposition. Liberalism is an ideology. So, I mean, they have a complete set of things everybody's got to tick off. Conservatives don't. And even in the hearing process, people don't get asked some of the key questions that they should be asked. President Trump appointed Neil Gorsuch, and in this case, to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who had died. And I think it was a good vetting process. I think Justice Gorsuch, compared to others, will end up being a fairly conservative judge. But we just need to remember that judges, when they rule wrongly and leave behind their constitutional conservatism, their deference to the text, we get into huge trouble, and Neil Gorsuch will go down in history as the man that took us into this trouble.
Mm. And we're going to be hearing a lot more analysis in the days to come. It will probably be a topic here on this show, at least for the next day or two. My guest today is someone I highly admire. Dr. R. Albert Mueller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, also on our Salem board. And by the way, jot this name down, The Gathering Storm. That's the book I'm recommending that you get as soon as possible. And in fact, if you can get it delivered next day or two, especially a good read coming up on the Father's Day weekend. Well, we were going to talk about a couple of analysis that were part of the national discussion today, and that is the idea about the push for this move to the left, liberalism, whether it's a move to the left or the far, far left, and some questions about, okay, if this country goes in that step, what's the future? Where do we go from there? Kind of scary to those of us who are Christian worldview folks or conservatives, but some thoughts on that, Dr. Mueller.
Well, I think Ross Douthat has it right when he says it's a battle over the successor ideology. I mean, frankly, it's not just liberalism, because the old liberals are being replaced by younger radicals.
Yes.
It's a complete reformulation of the American experiment. And look, America, as we know, it's not a perfect experiment in order to liberty. We're always looking to become a more just and fair and equitable and respectful society. But what we've got going on right now is a generation of very young radicals who are basically arguing that the entire American system needs to be undone. I don't think the average American understands how radical this argument is. It's not just about this case or that case. It's not even just about, say, the police use of force or just about racism. It's about the desire to replace the entire system. And, you know, basically there's a lot of Marxist theory behind all of this,
yes.
And most Americans are blissfully unaware.
Mm. Are we coming into some very troubled waters? And I want to talk about our elected officials. You know, it seems to me as time goes on, we have a harder time finding those elected officials who are truly seeking to do the right thing for America as opposed to being blown by the political winds. This across the board, and not just the peaceful demonstrations, but particularly those that have a high degree of lawlessness. And as I was talking to our audience during the first hour, reminding them that this increased lawlessness is one of the admonitions we're giving from Scripture, as we need to look at what will be increasing in the end times. I'm a little worried about the fact that if we don't have public officials who appreciate what the Founding Fathers did, what this country is all about, if they're going to start folding because of pressure in large numbers, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. I firmly believe that Western civilization, as a larger project, and the American experience, the American system of government and ordered liberty is one of the rarest of all human achievements, and I want to preserve it. We can always make it better, but I want to preserve it. The conservative position is never that things cannot be improved. It's that radical claims end up destroying the very possibility of improvement. And I think that's what we're looking at, Bill. I think the average American is looking at argument A, B, and C and not connecting the dots. And we've got to connect the dots in a hurry.
Mm. Got about 45 seconds left. I believe from last week, Dr. Mohler, you're going to have an online, I hope it wasn't last Friday, you're going to have an online visitation for those who might want to see if the Lord's leading them to Southern Seminary?
Yes, and everything's available at sbts.edu. That's the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Bill. I really appreciate that. And I'm just so thankful God's calling ministers for his church, and we're here to train them.
All right. Hey, you want to check into that? And let me just tell you, you want to pick up your copy of the book, and we'll have Dr. Mohler back exclusively to talk about his book. Very, very prophetic, The Gathering Storm by Dr. R. Albert Mohler, president of Southern Seminary, as well as on our editorial board. Dr. Mohler, thanks for being with us.
God bless you, Bill. Always great to be with you.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.